This is Senator Bob Dole. After months of the big liberal stall, the freedom fighters of Nicaragua are in line for U.S. aid. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, it's been a long debate, but the freedom fighter issue is just about settled in the U.S. Senate. By a 59-41 bipartisan vote, the Contras should be getting $100 million to help fight the Marxist dictatorship that has taken control of their homeland. The debate was a good one, and I do not doubt your sincerity on the issue, Ted, but the Senate defeated amendment after amendment aimed at overturning the Senate's will. Ted, it's our hope that this aid package will be a down payment on freedom for the oppressed people of Nicaragua. The Sandinista dictatorship should get the message loud and clear. The United States is willing to back up its rhetoric when it comes to fighting tyranny, wherever it may be, in Central America or Afghanistan or, yes, South Africa.
Bob, you refute your own argument when you admit that the $100 million in U.S. military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua is just a down payment. The Contras are leftovers from the old Somoza dictatorship in Nicaragua. They have no popular support in the country and no hope of defeating the Sandinistas. Trying to put the Contras in power in Nicaragua is ridiculous, Bob. It's like trying to reinstall the Marcos regime in the Philippines. Aiding the Contras won't restore democracy to Nicaragua. All it will do is bring deeper U.S. involvement. You and the administration will be back next year for more U.S. dollars, more U.S. advisors, and then U.S. combat troops. President Reagan may be popular, Bob, but his policies are not. The overwhelming majority of the American people reject your war policy in Central America. They want peace, but all your $100 million down payment will bring is wider war. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his reckless push for new nerve gas weapons. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.